If you're Alaska Native, Alice Glenn wants to talk to you about the issues affecting your Indigenous community. The podcast Coffee and Quok brings urban Alaska Native people together to talk about things like being LGBTQ, cultural appropriation, and even traditional tattoos. We caught up with Alice to talk about why creating her podcast was so important.
Everyone has a story. It doesn't matter who you are, what stage of life you are in. Your story counts. Your story matters. And I think that people get caught up in thinking, I need to accomplish something before I have a voice, or I need to finish school before I have a voice, or before people would want to listen to me. Like, no, your experience as an Alaska Native person matters, and your story matters right now, you know, who you are today, right now. So I think that that really drives me for my podcast episodes, is just to adhere to that, to really honor my peers that have great insight, unique perspectives, things to say, you know, a voice.
Let's hear from one of those voices. Here's the Anchorage Museum's Melissa Shaganoff. She talks about appropriation of Native culture and art.
The basic definition of cultural appropriation is when sort of the majority or the people in power take or adopt aspects of minority culture without context or consent from that culture.
When did you first get the idea to do one? How long have you been doing this? Did the idea sort of resonate before you actually started producing the podcast?
So I used to have a blog when I was in college. I went to university in down the States, right, in the lower 48. And so I had a blog there, and I didn't really have a clear vision of what I wanted it to be, but I knew I wanted to, I like to write, and I really enjoyed, you know, looking at things from an Indigenous perspective and sharing that. And so it was kind of like, you know, just my own personal thing that I had going on while I was going to school. And then I moved back. And so I felt like an influx of culture and reconnecting with family, reconnecting with culture, reconnecting with friends. So I'd always walk away from these conversations with my friends, with my family, with people I just met, you know, out and about. From these discussions, I would say, like, man, I really wish I could have recorded that. You have these like gold nuggets of ideas that come from these discussions. And I really feel like that happens all the time. You know, that happens in every conversation that you have with another Alaska Native person. They have such a unique perspective and thoughtful perspective and holistic perspective. And so from those, you know, you can have these really great discussions. And it's nothing new, right? But it's something that I would walk away from that I wish I could record. And so I don't know how it all came to be. It really just like fell into my, you know, into my head, really, is just what can I do to help share those? I want to provide visibility about Alaska Native issues from an Alaska Native perspective.
Do you go into a conversation with a theme that you want to talk about, or do you allow the conversation to sort of flow organically and then be like, oh, this would be a really good conversation to include with this other conversation, and I can make a theme out of it?
And so there is. There's this set of questions that I would like to touch on, and I try not to adhere to it so, you know, absolutely, but there's a direction, right? I have a direction of where this conversation will go, but it's definitely open to whatever anyone else would like to add or what they think everything, you know, if they have anything else that they think is important to mention. And so that kind of happens organically as well. And I even have come to realize that so many of these interviews, I have a direction that I want to go, but then they start talking about something else. And I'm more like, I'm shocked. And I just feel so privileged to listen. I went into one of my interviews one time, and it felt like the air got sucked out of the room. You know, it was like, I don't know what's happening. We all know each other. We're all friends, but like, it's not coming out. Like, why isn't it? Like, why can't we just have a normal discussion? And it's because I think that, you know, there's an art to it. There's an art to having a discussion and an art to having a meaningful conversation about what, you know, people care about too, right? And sometimes sensitive and controversial topics. And so that really resonated with me. I'm like, okay, well, now that I know, I need to be prepared, you know, and I need to take my time seriously and to respect people's time enough and respect my own time enough to prepare. And so that's what I've been learning along the way.
Thanks, Alice, for coming in and talking with us. You can find out more about the podcast at coffeeandquok.com. That's coffeeandquok, Quak.com. It's also available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.